starting the Siyata Dishmaya, Shara Shvi, the seventh Shar, Shara Tshuva. Rav Shia Lamed Ches. The Bier Ofne Chriyeva Tshuva. They try to explain all the Fanim, all the styles of the requirement of the Tshuva, Gvaleo, in all the boundaries, Fadbore, Matluim, everything which is depending on Tshuva. It's going to be divided in a preface and 10 chapters. This is the preface. Omer HaMechaber said the author, Mitzvah Shekodem Omerenu B'Kniyah. The last Maimer we had spoke about Kniyah, subserviency, another. V'hu Shoyresh HaTshuva V'Scholosa. This is the root of Tshuva and the beginning of Tshuva. What does it mean the root? A root is something which grows. Foundation is something which is stable. Now, a foundation is usually you put on a foundation in the ground in order to build a structure up. You could build a structure of foundation, you could make a bridge on the foundation, you could make a tunnel has to be built on a foundation. A foundation, everything could be put on. It's made for that. Foundation is a general thing, and you put many things on top of it. A root is something else. A root, you can change around. If you put an apple seed into the ground, and its root is into the ground, it has to produce apples. It's never going to produce something else. And it's a very beautiful meaning when it says, Knio, Hachnoa, is a root for tshuva. It must grow tshuva. Tshuva means returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the opposite of Kniya, arrogance, gaiva, yeshus, I am. Not possible that you could do tshuva. Tshuva is the next step which grows out naturally out of Kniya. And if we accomplish the requirement of the middle of Kniya, that's the shayrish tshuva, but chalos, it's the beginning of tshuva. What's more than it could be as cholas a tshuva if you say it's a yisod for tshuva. If it's a yisod, it's not a yisod, because if it's a yisod, you put a foundation, you don't put a building.
And then Mr. Sharma starts off though, yisod chachasidus v'shor shavod, and uses them like interchangeably, like it's the same thing. Over there, we're talking about. I don't want to get off into a different topic.
Explain Mr. Sharma the same thing. Yisod chachasidus v'shor shavod. What's the feeling between chachasidus and v'shor shavod? Avodah you must. Avodah goes on Tariq Mitzvahs. Avodah Adam. Chassidus is, which you don't have to. You have to, but you don't have to. It's up to you. Chol Rechecho Deyeyu. Bonim Atem. Lefnim Yishur Yisadin. So, here you got your answer. Therefore, by Chassidus, it says Yisod. You put Yisod, but it doesn't grow. Chassidus is not something which must grow. The foundation is Avodah is a Sheresh. Avodah has to go. You can't. In other words, our lifestyle has to be divided into your youth, your beginning, loy amoris chosid, amoris cannot be a chosid. So first you have to put in avoida. And avoida produces avoida. Avoida produces growth. That shayrish avoida. Chassidus is not something which comes by himself because then it's not yours. Chassidus, you have to put a yisot for chassidus. What is the yisot for the chassidus? It's avoida. It's the foundation. Limud. Therefore, you can't make a bal tshuva without teira, without kiva mitzvahs. There's no such a thing of a havas Hashem, loving Hashem, being a nice Jew, good Jew, all those things without teira mitzvahs. That's avoda. First thing is avoda. Avoda v'chol levavchem, and that's a shoyrish. We have to know every avoda which you put in grows a further avoda. The chassidus we all make is sod. Now you have to apply your own. Chassidus is not something that goes on. Kaddish atzmocho b'mutalach. You have to bring it on your own. It doesn't come automatically. However, the mitzvah esef in tshuva is avoda. Mitzvah esef in tshuva is not chassidus. Tshuva is a mitzvah esef that I see just like putting on tefillin. You have to do tshuva continuously. Continuously have to do tshuva. Now, since you have to do continuously tshuva, that means you have to plant the seeds for tshuva, which makes to grow tshuva. And what is the seed which grows tshuva? It's achnoa. And achnoa is something which is a natural thing which brings you back. Because, again, what is achnoa? Achnoa means that totally, totally, you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have no independence whatsoever. That in essence turns you back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in essence makes you look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Shuvah means returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Shuvah means returning. Returning to whom? Returning from where you came. You came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When had you lost HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you became independent. When you made your own calculations, and you thought that you could manage life without him. You do things the way you want to do things. He went away. So every time when a person goes away from Hashem, detaches himself from Hashem. What is me going away? I'm going to do it my way. I'll accomplish my mission my way. That's Gaiva. That's in essence is Gaiva. Detachment, yeshes. He becomes somebody. That in essence is a detachment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute there is a detachment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're required to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tshuva. Now the minute a person becomes nichna, means Hashem, I need you, they can't have it out anything, automatically that's a tshuva. So it's interacted, it's interaction. The word tshuva is not the word of balaverim bal tshuva. There's no such thing as balaverim bal tshuva. But it is, the minute you are yesh, the minute you are somebody, you're away from Hashem. It's me. We have to know in this world there's only one of the two, either Hashem or me. If it's not Hashem, if it's me, anything that taken me, I took away Hashem from that path. So I'm detached. You don't have to do an aveda to get away from Hashem. Just be opposite of nichna, not of a nichna. You're ready away. And you're ready away, now the only thing you have to come back. And the way to come back, the first condition is to be nichna, to realize I can't be alone. I must go back to Hashem. And the minute when you nichna, when you subservient, you be machni yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the shoyrish atshuva, that's the minute when you turn back to tshuva. To explain it at the most, I came across a god. This is the most marvelous piece. I mean, I don't know if people appreciate him enough. It's an unbelievable god. If it's not the god, it's what they are mighty. If I would ask you, what is the final middle which includes the entire Torah mitzvahs and everything? That's the final accomplishment. That all the Torah and all the mitzvahs, everything is because to produce this middle, this to reach this level. What would you consider? It's in all the mitzvahs. We learned here, you know, we have this. Chavos Sfos has 10 sha'orim. Take one of the 10 sha'orim.
And
it's out. No, it's not Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is actually, as he's going to explain, is a byproduct. It's not something that you worked. Ahavas Hashem is a result. Ahavas Hashem is a result. I'm talking a mitzvah which you have to work, like you have a tshiva, mitachno, mitochum, with avoda selakim, yichud avoda, with yichud Hashem. I mean, I narrowed already. You think I took the chavos avodos and excluded today Ahavas Hashem? Yiras chet. Yiras Hashem, what is it? So the girl says bitochen. And I give you the words, the lotion of the girl. This is only if the girl says such a thing, the girl says, you should know, but the girl has mamasha accreditation of Rishon. This is mamasha zol. The girl is just, she says as follows. Iker nesinas ha-toyre l'Yisroel. The word Iker nesinas ha-toyre, the whole is fun. Fundamental purpose, the reason, the whole reason why Torah has been given to Israel, who is Kedesh Yisimi B'tchayim B'Hashem. They should be able, they should come to the finalization to put their B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Kuma Shenem Al Adaposik says, in Tilim, V'Yisimu B'Lahim Kislam. They put on Hashem all their needs and all of them. V'Gamken L'Sater Achakach L'Vneim. And to tell it to the children. You know, the commercial apostle says, "My yedu dor achray." The last I should know that. Now, what does it mean? The apostle says, "My yedu dor achray." They should tell this. The simu belim kislam. They should put on Hashem all their lines, and they should spread it to their children. "My yedu dor achray." The last child should know. What does it mean? Usually, there is a natural tendency. There's an unbelievable tendency that parents want to impress the children. Parents want to impress children. When people go out to buy a beautiful home, they got to buy a home. Why are you building this? Why are you putting in all this? Why are you putting all this thing? And so on the surface, it's to impress the neighbors. I want to be somebody. So that's yalduti. That's childish. There's a much deeper thing. To impress my children. Abba, you know, I've been parnosa. I have an Daddy had a nice car. Daddy was big. Daddy knows supplement. Daddy knows Amsterdam. That's built. It's psychologically, the whole remains of a person is, you know, a person knows he dies. So where does his remains? He passes it out to his children. So he wants to impress the children with daddy. That I am. Therefore, it's a natural thing that parents always talk good. They're always sensitive. They're very, very sensitive to their children not to look like a nothing. Because this is that is the future. That's the whole being of a person. Now, what is receivable in Kislam? They're putting everything on Hashem. They're nothing. And my disciple, my Yedu Darachro, they tell for the children that I'm nothing. This means total bitter. There's nothing. Even the most natural being of a person. And it says further the God. This is the fishy Iker Hakoil, the whole Iker now. What do you say the word in English, Iker? What is Iker Hakoil in English? I never found the passive word.
The main thing.
Foundation.
Essence. Mashi Iker Hakoil, the essence of everything, who? Habitochen HaSholem, the complete Betochen, who Klal Kol HaMitzvahs. And that's Klal. I say Klal, the principle.
All encompassing.
So the principle of all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has to lead to bitachon. That means the climax of achievement of a person is total bittul, v'simah lehim kislam, manisapra doir achray. And it's such a bittul that the child should know that I'm nothing. The whole life. Now, this is the final accomplishment. So now you can understand. Vayachno, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva, that's the climax, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously we speak in tshuva, the basic of Averis. But, b'mokom shebal tshuva, omnim, we speak about, at Tzadik Gomer also has to be about tshuva, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And returning means, the destination is bitachon. And therefore, to have bitachon, you have to have this kniya, you have to have the bitachon, you have to know that you are nothing, you're totally useless. And that's one of the reasons which you see what's going on today. Before Mashiach will come, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us to do tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us to come to our final achievements, which we have to achieve. And what is it? Bitochen. So what does he do? He takes everything away, that you have no choice, just him. Eilu Zachini would be Zaycha, would be doing what there would be people. Hashem wouldn't have to take away all the crutches in order to rely on, because we throw away the crutches ourselves. No matter, if a person could have prosperity and everything good and well, and still be only with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. After Shalom Zuchinu, so there's no desperation, because Baruch Hu brings Amisel to such a, must bring Amisel to such a desperation that they will realize there's only left two things, either to rely on Hashem, either to commit suicide, one of the two. There's not Shayach, and this is actually what is coming. Anyone who looks today in today's generation, today's what's going on today, if anyone looks a little bit with the logical eyes, with the rational eyes, with honest, objective evaluation, there's no natural Bederech HaTeva way to survive as a Yid anymore, and not even as a Yid, even as a Fried, only going back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no resources, there's nobody, anyone who to be Batech. That's it. And this is the final thing of the Mashiach, when the Mishnah in Soita lines out all the details of what's going to happen. And everything Baruch Hashem is materialized now. All the terrible things, Chizpiyat, Yeren, Al, Bezokah, Rechoch, Mishon, Tisho, Befat, Zat, Tuchlim, Minas, Ved, Emes, Nederes, Ved, Nedor, Kepne, Kelev, and Yorker, Yamid, everything came true. And that's, Elon, 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 this is the final thing. It's going to come a time that even if you want to rely on something, you can't. Come to America, you're going to spit you in the face. Anyway, you go to your neighbor, the guy, everything, going to kick you in the back, you're behind it, the huge, you'll get lost. Was your brother, buddy? I married your sister. Forget about it. There's nothing. It's going to come. A Jew will be chased like a cockroach. Everyone step on him.
Wasn't that always the case, though?
But not to the point. There's always some room to hold on to something. There's always some ability. And either some had money, some would take away the money. And I don't remember where it is, but it's been mentioned in the name of Nochon Schnobler. I don't remember. He says, before Mashiach will come, it's going to become a tremendous prosperity. Tremendous prosperity. Going to be a big prosperity, and then it all of a sudden is going to be all taken away. They're going to bring up the Jews to a level of a high life standard, because it's going to be prosperity, it's going to be all the abilities, it's going to be, everything going to be available, and they're going to become used to a high standard of living, all of a sudden everything is going to pull the rug underneath us, and we're going to fall on our face. Now we don't know where to fall back. Why is this all? To rely on Hashem. So again, that's tshuva, to return to Kodesh. When there is achnor, wherever there is achnor, so that comes when you pull the rug underneath somebody's guts, all of a sudden, guys who a year ago, 2 years ago, were talking in a terminal, they're worth $100 million, $200 million, and today they haven't got bread to eat. So he doesn't rely anymore on his dreams and his fantasies. Today in the real estate market, guys who didn't have bread to eat and they've been dead for $100 million. All of a sudden, the whole guy is off. Everything is, the air is taken out of the balloon. Finish. He's all Nichlan HaKodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing there left. He doesn't have to pay the mortgage and he's out for anything. That's Shuvah. Achnor is the Shoresh. Achnor is the Shoresh of Shuvah. Therefore, it's appropriate to try after Achnor, we should start explaining the detail of the Shlom of Tshuvah. First, I will explain the requirement of Tshuvah and to what extent we already explained, as usual, every time it comes to explain something, he brings it up from three viewpoints. He explains us something which logically understood and demanded. One is Min HaKosuv, which the Pesuk says, and Min HaKabbalah, which we chazal. Ki ha'oda mekatzer masayis mashu chayvoy mokhevi saboyah. If a person fell short from those things which is required to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he has to do tshuva. Mederech HaSechel, what is the rationale behind it? Things we find in a person, that a person is always exposed to changes in his nature. And the combination of his ingredients falling apart, people are exposed to sickness, people, first the elder people, are exposed to mishapchus midas nafshay, in business mood swings. Changes, sibus new oisof, and also circumstantial movement. A person is not stationed. You know, any other bria in this world, any other creature except man, the minute it comes to existence, you know his destiny. Take a donkey. The minute he's being born, you could write a computer program on him exactly, and you could mamash hit him on the nail, on the head of the nail, exactly. How much he's going to eat in his life, how much he's going to sing in his life, how much he's going to breathe in his life, and how much he's going to carry, and when he's going to die. You may be off a few percent, but everything is very stationed. The one who you can't, no way, write about him is a man. You can't even, you can't even for one day. You can't tell him what are you going to think. The donkey, if there's such a thing that you could register his thoughts, you can know in advance exactly what he's thinking. It's the same donkey. It's not only this is the same donkey. The same donkey as the donkey back 3,000 years ago. A human being. It's unbelievable. But he goes through, in one day, the mood swings and change in situation and circumstances. He's being so affected. No creature gets so affected by anything as man. You could be the nicest, finest, beautiful spirit. All high, tired. And you meet the person, just gives you one little cockeyed look. It's finished, you're down, it's just flat on your face, that's it, you're over, you just vibe guilty, you're not the way you expected, you're finished, you're over, okay, and you could be down to the dumps, and one person just says it the right word, one clap in the plight, so you feel great, unbelievable, it's only human being, there's no other creature, that's what Tyson said, that the man is so out to this, all this unbelievable changes from extreme to extreme. So of course the man is out to change his deeds and his behavior according to his situation. The man always reacts according to what he is, and he's always a different person. Every day is a different person, every situation. You can't expect a person should stay at tzaddik. He's trying to explain why al pisecho there must be such a mechanism as tshuva. Because a man is not possible, should be stationed to be one. We can't take a child, they're going to raise the child, they're going to be always like that, because he's out to 100 tests in a changeable situation, which demands from the man many failures. He's failing in life. He must fail. It's not possible. He must. Circumstances must make him fail. And you know, one of the other things is, if at least every child would have one set of parents, and Hashem would match up the set of parents to this child, you should be exactly geared to understand the child and bring up the child. But at least there's a possibility the child is very routine, stable, because he got a very stable upbringing. But what does Hashem do? It gives one parent many children. And every child is a different world. Every child is a different nature. Every child is a different inborn midah, which needs a total different treatment. And here, with one child you have to treat by building him, the other child you have to knock him. Whatever it is. And Hashem gave all these children only one parent. And this parent, not only they're not psychologists, they should know to understand every child, but they're the opposite of psychologists. They themselves need a psychologist, don't know where they're standing. And they themselves, they make a mistake, one bigger mistake than the other. It's not the fault at all, because their father also made a mistake with them. The victim of their parents, the parents are victim of their parents. So why do you expect them to, Hashem didn't send parents before they're getting married, go over a course of psychology before you bring a child to this world to know how to deal with this child. I didn't. So all of a sudden this father, Hashem gives him 10, 12, 15 children, and these people, he's killing himself to make money, and he's a survivor of Holocaust. He can hardly handle himself. How could he bring up his children? So he has one pattern with all of them, because he doesn't know anything better. So what is good for one child is poison for the other child. So, I mean, it's not possible that the man should be stable. It's not. Hashem made so that man is not possible. The same thing with institutions, same thing with chodorim. You go to the yeshivas, you go to schools. Again, you have 25 kids, 30 kids in a cheder, you have only one rabbi. Could it be for all? Not possible. So obviously, Hashem made so purposely. Now, I'm saying it instead of we should use it as an excuse and complain, and therefore to have an alibi, what should I do? I became ruined. I'm saying that Chazal says the opposite. Now I will say it right in advance. Also, we're going to listen. Tshuva, says the Meral, is not a means to a goal. The goal is to be perfect, to be stable. I failed. You do tshuva, you get back. It's not so. The Meral says tshuva is the goal. Hashem wants tshuva. Tshuva. However, the failures in the averus, the instability is a means. That's the means in order to become a Baal Tshuva. The right away we find that exactly the Chavisur says it in a different way. It says, what is the seichel, what is the rationale behind there must be such a mechanism as Tshuva, and Tshuva should be accepted? Look at the fact that without Tshuva you can't survive. There's no such a thing as stay straight and stable and growing. There's no such a thing. You're doomed to failure and you fail. You're doomed to failure and you fail. So how do you explain it? Obviously there must be such a thing as Tshuva. And because tshuva has to be exercised, tshuva has to be used, and tshuva is the final accomplishment that's much greater. So therefore you're doomed to fail in order to have a chance to become a Baal Tshuva. That's what the Meral says. The chet is a means, not the tshuva. Not tshuva is a means to chet. The goal is to be straight. Unfortunately, I became unstraight. Therefore, there's a means tshuva to straight yourself out again. No, because that's the case. You should not fail to begin. Hashem should have made us doomed to fail. The fact that Hashem made us room to say that he can't end tzaddik, well, there's no such a thing as tzaddik. Straight tzaddik, there's no such a thing. Why did Hashem make it? So, compel you to do tshuva, because that's the goal. The goal is tshuva. Especially, it's really why? Because the answer is that's the difference between human being and any other creature. Any other creature, they are the way Hashem created them. And they get no credit and no debits for that. As man is a co-partner of Hashem. He said, okay, but what? Create yourself. Get credit for you being. The man gets full credit for whatever he is. You're good, you get a credit. You're bad, you get a credit of being bad. So therefore Hashem made the man totally unstable, and he gave him the mechanism of tshuva. Now take yourself out. So tshuva is the final accomplishment of a man. That's the chilek haseichel, rational, why tshuva has to work. Because you have to understand, tshuva lemaisa is totally not logistically understood. Logically, you would never accept such things as a tshuva. You did yesterday, somebody killed a person, and today could be a tzaddik. It could be a tzaddik. And if it's a tshuva, mahavan, it comes even a mitzvah. Okay, he has to have kasafa the consequences, whatever the tzaddik said, but doesn't mean he's not a tzaddik. The Kodesh Yeshnam Chelet Lo'elam Abo goes on the Arba Mises Bezen, says the Mishnah, the Meral explains it. Even all those who are being killed with the Arba Mises Bezen, but once they have been killed and they went to the proper thing, the tzaddikim gemurim, Yeshnam Chelet Lo'elam Abo. They're Balshuvah gemurim. They have to go through a person, there's a process of purification when they go through this Mises. But the Mises is not that they're dying the Shoim, it's tzaddikim gemurim. Tzaddikim gemurim. Because Shuvah is that's the final accomplishment. Mehem Anoam Mehem, in those changes which takes place by man, is there is all kind of changes. Hanoa, some beautiful, some good, some disgusting. Va'ovel, some unjust, tzedek, injustice. La'toyb is some good, v'ra'im bad. The man is always being thrown between this various, always varies between good and bad, justice and injustice. Ve'alzeh yitzterech le'kesher. Torah, you say this, but therefore we need this tie of Torah. Therefore we have to be tied to Torah. And we have to be tied to the tradition, the way to conduct our lives. Because without that, you must get lost. Therefore, ein bar yirei chet. No way. If somebody's not bar, he's not a ben teira. Or if somebody's poedish min atzibur, means that he's going away from the seiris and hoga, poedish min atzibur. It's not shayach that he should be able to maintain his teira. Aber mach shenem ben teira vinyin. So this is seichel. Seichel says that tshuva, there must be such a thing as tshuva. Mach shenem ben teira vinyin. What is the teira saying on tshuva? Ma'am, the posuk says, "Mashal Melakot posuk ki yetzer leva odam ramer uraf." The wickedness of the heart of the person is bad from his early youth. So, what time is the after the man? The man would come. How come you say? So, what do you want, Hashem? You put me yetzer hara ramer uraf. I was born with yetzer. What do you want from me? So, obviously, of a chet, we have a good excuse. Elamai, there must be a mechanism of tshuva. Okay, you sinned because you had the ra, the yetzer hara. But after when you sin, the yetzer hara is gone. Why didn't you do tshuva? The chet is over, so not doing tshuva. So the man, so the whole accusation against the man is not why did you sin? That's understood. Why didn't you do tshuva? Whenever a person says kol yetzer machshav esliba rakra kol hayom, all the thoughts in the heart of a man, the natural thoughts in the mind of a man is rakra kol hayom, only bad the whole day. A man has only badness. Natural things in a person is only bad. You have to fight off that. So what do you want from a man? When Hashem says, "V'ayir pera odam yivoled," the man is being born wild little horse, wild little donkey. When Hashem says, "Hen ad yireach v'lo yayin," ad yireach v'lo yayin, until what's the pasuk ad yireach v'lo yayin? That the person is being filled with light from Torah, just like the moon gets light from the sun. Hen, ad yireach, just like the man is just like the, if Am Yisrael is daimer to the moon, we compared to the moon, we count to the moon, because the moon hasn't got anything on its own, it only absorbs the light of the Shemesh. So is also Israel, is totally empty without Torah. See, that's the thing, the Maral says, the Goy is a being, the Jew is not a being, Bechlal. Jew is not a being, Bechlal. A Jew is a reflection. It's like the moon. The moon has nothing to himself, the light of the moon, except what he takes from the sun. Mm-hmm. And the goy, whatever he is, the goy is an etzer. The goy is an etzer. He's material. Everything in this world is etzer material. Therefore, he's doomed to get lost, eventually evaporate. A yid, lemaisa is nothing. That's another. The lemaisa nothing. What are we? We are what we take from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if I take from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's never doomed to get lost. It's a nitzchis.
The Ariach, that was the sin of the Ariach, with the Shemesh.
He wants it to be equal with the Shemesh.
So he wants, so the Anubis, like a
tikkun
to it.
Absolutely. He wanted to get the essence of the Chintin's Mati Atzmet. Loyal, and but you never, Hen Ad Yireach, we have to be like the moon, which again, but we never get there. Loyal, we're not accomplishing. The man is not destined to get filled up by nature. So Aviv must have children.
But Ha'ar is a Seichel. We learned before about Ha'ar is a Seichel, Ha'ar is a Torah, and Ha'ar is a Seichel.
Yeah.
But the person develops his own, on his own becomes a source of.
No.
So we're saying that the person has to be a shadow, has to be a reich.
The Seichel has to realize that he's a reich. That's the Ha'ar is a Seichel has to produce this knowledge that you're nothing more than a receiver, a reich.
That the goy is missing that piece of information, doesn't realize that he's also yireach.
He's not. A goy is, that's what he wants. A goy is not yireach. Therefore, chesed lulim chatos. Kol mashal the garmai of it. It's essence. You see, a goy is an object in this world, just like this table is an object. This table is here to serve a certain purpose. The goy is here to serve a certain purpose. And the bad goy serves his purpose. We need a Hitler. We need a chesidim esoilim. We need this. We need the objects. And to a certain degree, I'm not going to go into this, has to be explained better, even having that bechira. just like the animal has no bechira to a certain degree. They have only bechira in the parameters of the shemim mitzvah ben alkohol that should be punishable and rewardable. But they have to serve the purpose. They have to the purpose. That's the whole complex Indian to discuss it. But lemaisa, they are here. The doimim tzmeach chayim medaber. These four elements are here to build the world, to serve the world. And everyone is just like the snake comes and bites, kills a person. It was destined by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So God comes and gives you a patch, you just like the snake. Like he had yet to get a patch. It was shliach Hashem. He has no bechir in this system. Halacha is Yeshu says Yankov. It's halacha. Yeshu says Yankov. Because he's essence. So therefore, you don't have to hate the bad guy, you don't have to love the good guy. If you're a farmer, you have cows, and the one gives more milk, the one gives less milk, you don't hate the guy, the cow that doesn't give milk, you don't love the cow which he gives milk. You don't love him neither one, you have no relationship with them. Yes, you pay money for this one because you want milk from him. But there's no relation, there's no communication, there's no hate and love, there's no friendship. There's not, same thing, that has to be the relation between a Yid and a guy. There's nothing, it's an object. It's an object. So therefore, unfortunately, all the politics and this and finding and dining the goal, it's very not Yiddish, not understanding. Somebody looks what's going on today in the Yiddish world, Chassidish world. Okay, we need attack, we need politics, we need the voting or electing with everything. So not Yiddish. It's lacking basic Ashkofet if we don't know where we are. We lost our, I went to Vilnius 2 days ago, I did my, everyone has to go out and vote. Where does it lead? Demonstrations in the police stations, in hitting police. We lost total, we don't understand that the Yid is Bechla. We lost the total understanding, the way are we lost the total Golis complex, and we moited Be'umois. We don't see that we're in Golis Bechla. Because it's high in the guy is too good to you making business, you wind it down, you go to Las Vegas to go to the electronic show, and you become a Panya Brat, and everything is this. It's written up every day in the news magazines. Leads to the other extreme too. We lose the total boundaries, and you have to do Sahil Gid and a guy. He doesn't know. Feelings, super feelings. A good deed is, Chanyot, that's a good deed. Guy, where's your dignity? What's the deed? Our relationship with the guy is it's not understood bechlad. You have to go through a whole seminar. A whole seminar you have to go through just to get an understanding of Sayyidis. Just understand what the world is. Go talk. There's nothing you can talk anymore. You can't even explain it. You look at you. They don't even understand what you mean. And you learn through the Lissala Bechayim Lissimroid Lissimroid Be'umos. Like you're going down to the cage of the lion and then you're taking his food away, being friends with him. So one day take him, one day he's tearing you apart. You're in a circus with wild animals. So there's times that you condition them well, so they're good, and there's time when you get ripped apart. A guy is nothing more than a circus of animals. Nothing more, because they're object. They have their essence, what they are. A Yid is nothing. A Yid is Hashem. A Yid is Yireach. But there's no me. So I'm a Kodesh Baruch. I'm nothing more than a Keli, where I have the ability to make myself available to absorb the Ora Torah, and then I become somebody. And that somebody is Hashem again. It's not me. And if I don't do it, I'm taking nothing. Yes, you could choose to be a Goyla Havel, a goof. I am whatever I am. So what do you choose? You choose either being nothing, and if you're nothing, then you absorb Torah, or you're something, you're nothing more than a person, just like a God. You have a different religion. There's so many thousands of religions. You have a different religion, a better religion. But you don't know, that's all. This concept is totally not understood. The Yireach is loyayim, he's not lighting, he hasn't got any of his own lights, and that's the climax of a Yid. When Amos says, Afke Eno Shrimo, the whole man is nothing more than Rimo, he's a piece of worm. Never my Yifke Ludushevit, what could a person be Zoycha in his life? The Kim Shiz Boy of the Kitzur Maisur, since he's understood the Kitzur, the shortcoming of her. The man must have shortcomings. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a gewaltige gift. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to cure his toys. But Hoshiv Avedas Avedosa Vetshuva. He should be able to bring back what he lost in Avedas Hashem Vetshuva. That's the greatest gift. The greatest gift, we have the mechanism of Tshuva. And obviously we must have this gift, because without that, it's just like take a person who's long stopped working. So you give him a gift, a respirator. Who knows if it's a respirator, then he goes on, so the mention of The lung can't function. You go down with the oxygen tank, with pumps in. This is the lifestyle. Our oxygen tank is tshuva. The minute you take away tshuva, you lost. You're doomed to, you can't. You don't think without tshuva you can't survive them, because we are destined to Henry Echol Eyal. The Heir Oysel Olei Ba'avos Lecham Losa Olav. Because Baku was Mo'oyer us, because he loves us. And he has mercy on us. He was Mo'oyer us on tshuva. And on tshuva. Then he made it important that he should be covered, so he should do tshuva, and he enforced it up through his avodah of hanaviim, through the prophet. And he broadened the cure, all kind of tikkunim. When every time when you go away from Derech Avodah, he made it possible all the tikkunim. The Yoad Oysod in the Kabbal Oysod. And he promised us that we're going to be able to, that he's going to receive me. I believe that's what in Mehera. Because Baruch Hu promised us that if no matter what bad things you did, if you come back to me, I'm accepting you. The Imor HaChamre Seder is the word also. We had a long time of our lives done bad things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for Seder B'Yisrael, and we destroyed his covenant. Moshe B'Parshas B'Shuv V'Rosh V'Rishos V'Rosh V'Rosh. But even we were very bad, even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was good enough that he's going to take us. I said, "Kmo shul adoposi said, b'shuv rosh v'rishos v'osam mishpat." If the rosh will do shuv and going mishpat, who yichye? Says the end of the posik. Finally, he's going to live. But who? Okay.
Clean, stood clean from any chait and any other, from any sin. A tzaddik, the sheni in the second type of a tzaddik, which he is a shavim min achait. He wasn't staying clean. However, he returned from the sin. In the Rav, the most multitude of tzaddikim are all in a category of Baal Tshuva. Therefore, Yisrael HaMashayre V'Oma, therefore, David the Melech started singing and he said, Ashrei Nesu Pesha Kesu Choto. First, he gave the title and he gave the praise to the Baal Tshuva, because those are the most. Fortune is the one whose sin has been covered, liquidated. But he had a chet, he had a pesha, but Masui, Hashem forgave him the pesha. Kesichato, covered up the chet.
Why is he called Yisrael HaMashore? Why is it at this point now he calls David?
No, David the Melech was always called Mashore, the singer, yeah. But Yisrael means, when he asked to, who does, to, when he used to speak to Baal Tshuva, he used to speak to a tzaddik, whom is he advancing? So he advances the Baal Tshuva. Achak and Zohar HaKat HaSheni. And then only is mentioning the second category, Hanitzeres Nechet, those who will always save to Nechet. In He, Kodemes Vomala, also has it much more advantageous. See, the Chavis HaLobis says, the Tzaddik has much more advantage over the Baal Tshuva. Also, the Tzaddik Gomer has a Kodemes Vomala, has an advantage over the Baal Tshuva. However, David the Melech mentioned about Tshuva first, not because their advantage, because those are the multitude of the people. The most people are Baal Tshuva, the very few real tzaddikim. He says, why is the tzaddik kodemes b'mal? Mitzvah shekol shav kvaru tzaddik koim shechta. Because every Baal Tshuva, there was a tzaddik who was a tzaddik before he was tzaddik. The ain't called tzaddik shav, but not every tzaddik is a Baal Tshuva. This is actually the Chavis HaLobis gives us a reason why is a tzaddik more choshev than a Baal Tshuva. It says that she called shav kvar hoyo tzaddik, because every Baal Tshuva, he was already a tzaddik before he sinned. So actually, he spoiled his metzias. The enkel tzaddik shav, but not every tzaddik has to be a Baal Tshuva. So obviously, you see, tzidkes is more complete, more sholem. Because the Baal Tshuva can never be more than the Baal Tshuva, than the tzaddik, because he actually spoiled his position. He was the Sohra Tzaddik and he spoiled it.
he becomes a Baal Tshuva, he becomes back a Tzaddik. And not every Baal Tshuva could come back to the original level. But this has to be explained. The Gemara says, Mokom Shebaal Tshuva Adam Devein Tzaddikim Gmurim Chayim Lamed. Right? This is a very important fundamental havana which is needed for us. In this world, there's two ways to appreciate something, there's two ways to evaluate something. There's two types of values in this world that you could give value to something. One, let's call it, first I will give it in the Hebrew, in the Rosh HaKodesh. One is the Erech HaEitzem, the value of the essence, the actual value, the essence of the thing, the value of the essence. And then there is Erech HaYachasi, the value in relationship to the Metzias. Okay? Relation to the Metzias. I'm going to give an example. Take a loaf of bread. How much is the real value for a loaf of bread? So it has a real value. Take, there's a commodity market, how much costs wheat, how much is labor, and let's say the real value of
intrinsic
a bread.
Intrinsic value.
What is the intrinsic? The actual value of this bread is, let's say, $1. $1 is valuable this way. Now how much would this bread be worth in the Boso Ghetto at the time when they had it at the time? But so again, this bread was worth $100.
Mm-hmm. Now, the price should have been higher also. The intrinsic value went up.
There's a higher
demand.
Yeah, but that's not the intrinsic. That's not the value of the essence. The market value really is nothing more than $1. The situation where it is located, it bought up its value. Mm-hmm. Bought up its value. People pay for it because they need it. Now, what is really worth the bread? You can't say the bread is worth $100. What is really worth $1? But the yachas, the relationship to the situation, that brings the value. So everything in this world, when you ask who is more important, what is more valuable, anything in this world, when you ask what is more valuable, so there's two. You could look at it from two. You could look at it from two positions. Okay. Hashemayim shemayim el Hashem, ha'aretz nosa livnei Adam. Heaven belongs to Hashem. It's all done to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or it's only this world has been given over to mankind. Now if you ask me, what is greater, a malach to a man? Who is bigger?
Malach or a man?
A malach or a man? Who has a bigger kedusha? Who has a bigger level? A malach or a man? What did you say? A malach. A malach is a dover rochni. Malach, would you want to be a malach? No. Why? Because in this world, a man is more worthy than a malach. Because the Oretz Nosa lives in Odom. A malach could be worth a lot, but in this world he's worthless. Absolutely worthless. This world is not made for him. It's not made for him. So he has no yachas, he has no in relationship to this metzias in this world, but one little, not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu is valuable. Absolutely very valuable. Very valuable, yeah? Would you want to be today Moshe Rabbeinu? Would you want to be the Moshe Rabbeinu of then? No, because he's dead, he's not here. He's not here. He can't do a mitzvah now. Any living creature in this world now who has the potential to make the smallest little mitzvah is more worth than the older Tanam, all the Maram, all the Tzaddikim in the world to come. Of course they're 1,000 billion times more worth than we are. But in relationship of the mitzvahs of today, who is more choshev? A living person is more choshev. A living person is more choshev. To save a person's life, to give him a moment of life, you have to mechallel Shabbos, you have to do everything and anything to give the person a moment of life. Nothing stands for that, to give a person's life. You have to sell a million Sefer Torahs to save a person's life for 1 minute of life. If that would have been it. So the yachasi, the very yachas, is life. Same thing is when we speak about the tzaddik and about tshuva. Who is cheshever? Who is in essence more valuable in accomplishment? Of course the tzaddik is much greater madrega. That's what the Chavis says. The tzaddik has a higher level than the Baal Tshuva. Why? Because every Baal Tshuva was once a tzaddik. Anybody who's coming back is coming back to his position that he was a tzaddik. So the tzaddik is the highest madrega. And not every Baal Tshuva becomes... Every Baal Tshuva was a tzaddik once, but not every Baal Tshuva becomes a tzaddik. Tzaddik is the highest madrega. I was b'mukam shebaal tshuva amdim. There's a difference, there's a second that in yachas to this world, but this world has to deliver, was the world has to accomplish. Why could the way could Baruch Hu create the world? About Tshuva's Cheshev, we came into this world to prove that we are Balei Tshuva. So it's not a stira between the two Mamorim. So in actual value, the Baal Tshuva has to look at the Tzaddik and don't come close to his Kasula Raglof. This man never sent. Lidach Yisrael, the Tzaddik has to look on the Baal Tshuva. You had brought down more Shlemus into this world than I. Because really, you were Zachar Chometai of the world. You purified this world. That's the whole Nachos Lich of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you came down and you fell down and you went down to the blood, you went down to the mud and you lifted yourself up and to be Zachar Chometai. The Zohar Kosmos says, to transform darkness into light. So the Tzaddik was always light, but he didn't transform anything. The Baal Tshuva transforms. V'omer Eleim, David HaMelech says on the Tzaddik, David HaMelech says, fortune is the man that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't consider him a sin in Baruch Jeremiah, that he has no crookedness in his spirit. I mean, a straightforward Tzaddik. You see, he mentions the Tzaddik. But the Tzaddik he mentions only in the end. Why? First he mentions the Baal Tshuva, because there are very few in the whole generation. Real Tzaddikim were never sinned, there are very, very few. The Gemara lists a few and a handful who were real Tzaddikim. If you, Hashem, you want to preserve, you want to watch the Avoinus, who is free of them, who could stand behind you? Which person could say never sinned? There's no such thing as tzaddik who should do only good, should never sin. There's no person who should not sin. Therefore, Chazal and Anshin Yosef Doyle, they had established the first from the Shmoinas Rebrochas, from the person's request, right after Atochel Umdav. The first request is Seichel, give us Seichel, because without Seichel you don't start anything. And after Seichel, the next thing is Tshuva, because all of us are candidates to do Tshuva. If Tshuva is Tichov Roitze B'Tshuva, Marvel is of because Baruch Hu wants Tshuva, a Marvel is such a Roitze B'Tshuva. A Marvel is Loach, and it's continuous to forgive me. What does it mean, Roitze B'Tshuva? Because Baruch Hu wants Tshuva. What does it mean? Actually, the Chavis was also echoing the Moral's opinion. The whole reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, because he wants Tshuva. I think we mentioned it yesterday. And this is the beautiful oifti of the Meral. Tshuva is not a means, Tshuva is the goal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Roitze B'Tshuva, not Roitze B'Tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu had not created the world because he wants Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not the oifti, that's not the accomplishment of this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu has many Tzadikim. Brosu Roshoim, Brosu Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu could create any kind. Because Baruch Hu created such a way the world that Tzadikim have to grow in. Ein Tzadik, ein Odom Hashiyah Leyechta, ein Odom Tzadik. Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Vizah Hashiyah Sotav Leyechta. Why? Because he's right to be Shuvah. Because Baruch Hu wants Shuvah. This is our accomplishment. V'roi lo ni ato levoi medim rat Shuvah Sonia. We have to explain from Yonah from Shuvah 10 things. For Isha the first thing, Mahu HaTshuvah. What is Shuvah? Hashem l'kam ha'chalokim t'cholet. So how many departments? How many parts of Shuvah is there? Which is Bumati Tshuva Mina Odom. When is the Tshuva considered accepted from a man? The fourth, Bavir Gidreo, all the details of Tshuva. Chumisha B'tnei Kol Echad Mem, all the conditions of every one of the details. The sixth, Echafane Ha'oril Odom Ala Tshuva. How could a person be awakened to the Tshuva? What is the real awakeness which will motivate a person to the real Tshuva? Mashi the fourth, Bavir Machsira Tshuva. What are the things which are destroying the potential of Tshuva? Will Kuldit Baal Tshuva become equal, great, as the Tzaddik who never sinned, if or not? So he doesn't say, can he become greater? In string quick, I recall it. In essence, he could never become greater. The question, can he become as a Baal Tshuva? The ninth, is it possible to return from the entire sin? Is it really possible? Let's see the tent. Ma ofna tachvuler mishatshuva machatov kosholav. What are the tricks and advices on a Baal Choyte which wants to do tshuva if it's hard on him to do tshuva? What can you do? V'zeh nashlem kol ofan tshuva chirideo. This way we're going to complete all the conditions of tshuva, all the details. Ashvem nekave mechila saben esen, which we're going to hope Hashem will to give our sins. Ezra Shakeli's work is the help of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Perek Krishna, first Perek. Why would it be Vir Mahus HaTshuva? Let's explain what are the essence of Tshuva. Shetam HaTshuva, what's the reason of Tshuva? He says, Konos HaOdam LaVayres HaVayre Izborach, because Baruch Hu had invented such a thing which is called Tshuva, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Acher Yitziyosa Mimene V'Chotavu, after when the person went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his sinned in him. V'Hashovas Mashovad Mimene, in to return what has been lost. Tshuva means returning, discovery. Since a man has been created by Kodesh Baruch Hu and had the potential of being a tzaddik, and he lost it, so there is a mechanism, which is a device, which is called tshuva, and he returns it. And he lost it to bring what he lost. Why did he lost it? Im baver sichlus av Elohim b'nyon avedosa. Either because of his stupidity in godliness, he didn't understand godliness in inyan pinas avoda. There's reasons why a person is a chayta. One, either he doesn't understand it; it also has a misconception about avodas Hashem. Or other reason is shegovar yisrael sichlo. Sometimes he did know. Sometimes the sichlo had fully knowledge. However, his yetzer overpowered him. Or lisalmusa memashuchay b'leim. Or he forgot for a certain moment. It wasn't necessarily the overpowering yetzer. It wasn't lack of knowledge, but there's an oversight. He just wasn't alert enough. And yet, here he says, just like lack of knowledge causes chet, just like a big yetzer hara causes chet, or not being alert and sleeping and not doing anything about it, like a soldier stands on a watch guard against the enemy. So either he has no ammunition, therefore it overpowering him, this is when he has no knowledge. Or he has ammunition. However, the enemy was even bigger, greater than him, came with greater ammunition. This is when a person is already, but the answer is overpowering him. It's happening such a thing, because Baruch Hu makes people to fail. Or, sometimes, no, the Yetzer wasn't greater than him. And he had ammunition, but he slept over, he dozed off for 5 minutes. And then they got him. Yeah? This Lasalmusa Mashachai Barim, like he. Or Babel is Chabrus al Chaverim Rom, and he brings down the Chavis al Vos, a big foundation. A person could have all the elements to fight off his Chaton. He's alert, he has the ammunition, and he's stronger than the Yetzer. But the bare fact is he's attached to a group Chaverim Rom, Pitu v'chotav aviram, and they deceived him, they carried him away. Bad Chaverim could carry a person down. Shlomo Melech says, B'ni, my son, if sinners will try to tempt you, al toivei, don't desire to go after them. It means to say, it's a very strong, powerful thing. You could never believe in yourself, no matter how strong and knowledgeable you are. If you have friends, and they are scufflers, they are litzanim, and they're tempting you, you will be trapped with them. Omar, Yiro es Hashem b'ni. Shlomo Melech says, my son, fear Hashem. Melechim Shalim al Pisarav. Don't mix with those who in Shalim, those who are different, those Meshanim from Mitzvah Hashem, don't mix with them. No, those who don't go in Melech Hashem never have anything to do with them. And it's a very important message of today. Never associate yourself with anything in Shalim. Shlomo Melech says, Im Shalim, the Melechim Shalim al Pisarav. Don't mix with those who are shining. When you see a neighborhood, when you see a group, when you see a community, when you see a shul, which they don't obey, they don't live according to the way it should be lived, don't mingle. Don't mingle with them, because if you're going to start mingling, it's not possible that you shouldn't become a part of them sooner or later. And if the Rambam says, then you live in a neighborhood, and you live in a society where they are wrong, and they're not serving Hashem, they have this, nifsoras, they have wrong opinion, you should run even to desert, get isolated. Also, it's very painful to be isolated in the world, to be alone, not to have friends. Better be a lonelier, and not be mutar shishoyte kol yom v'alti rosh shoechas. Better to be a fool the entire life, and not to be a rosh 1 minute. We had tears, and that's all the reasons what makes a person sin. And therefore, the vast majority of people are candidates to become Baal Tshuvas. So it's very tzim avoid Hashem, avoid to go out.
What?
A positive, that's a nice positive.
Well, that's how it is.
A candidate.
Yeah, every person is a candidate to become a Baal Teshuva in a daily way. Not a daily way, that three times a day. Okay? Even if klapt al chet shachris, but for Hashem, mincha, a new candidate. It's a new fresh candidate to become a new Baal Teshuva. And it's almost every moment. Therefore, there's many things. There's three things for Hashem. That's one of them is hirhurim. So why does Hashem is attacking us with hirhurim, with battles all the time? And I said, yes, to do Teshuva. There's never a situation in life, there's never a moment in life that you're not, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah of tmidis. It's not a technical thing, okay, I can fix that. No, there's not a moment that you're not capable of doing tshuva. And you can dissolve us higher and higher tshuva. So the tziyah ma'avodas ha'avodah, to go out from service of Hashem, to forget about Hashem, it's happening al shnei drochem, through true conditions, through true styles. We become candidates to two reasons. In Bazivas Mashatsiva Boyala Soy Soy, we sell Mismarit. Or we don't do the mitzvah Hashem tells us to do. We don't put tefillin, don't keep Shabbos proper, don't do mitzvah say. That means that we just sitting and doing, not doing what Hashem tells us to do, bitl mitzvah say. Or if our soy is Mashahizam Soy Soy, or we do something that you tell us not to do. We keep him by the Hamas boy, and he will do it intentionally to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's over the Falai Sasa. It's empty to choose when a boy was even smashed to your boy, the Lassa is able to vote. If his Aveda would become, because he didn't do what Hashem tells him to do, Bittu Mitzvah Sasei, it's open to what some Mikitsura year. How does he do Chuva from this which he didn't do what he should have done? Will be Bishtadlers. Then from now on he's going to start, he's going to put in effort of Masa Nocha, he should properly function with Dafka Begir Tshuva, and he should detach himself in all the conditions of Tshuva, and he also the Varam, as I'm going to explain. To do the Tshuva from Bittl Mitzvah Seh is one way. However, how do we do Tshuva when he did something which he shouldn't have done? How will you complete what you did? Yeah, the Shamra, when he will come around, I'll be very watchful. Mechazoyer, akol mina masoyer. They should never do it again. They should start last year, they should do the opposite. If he failed in one area, which he did something wrong, from now on, not only wouldn't do it, but from now on, he's going to put in effort to go to the other extreme. Imidavka v'gidra tshiva. If he's attaching himself to all the conditions, tshiva, to all these conditions. Ashin osi levarim, b'shar zeh, b'esakel zbuch, as I will explain here in Pshar tshiva. And we could actually compare it to to nature. A person got sick over food. They ate food which made him sick. Now, a person could get sick for two, which is the root of his disease comes from food. It could come either because he didn't eat the needed food, he didn't eat the needed vitamins, and that caused him to become sick in a certain area. Or he could say that no, he ate all the vitamins needed, but he ate also spoiled food, which actually made him back sick. That's even machoil. He could become sick because of lack of food, because he didn't eat mashiach by his modest bryusa, which he shouldn't have eaten because he needed a daily vitamin. Or he could become sick over mashiach of yitzira bryusa, ate something which spoiled him. Now, of course, the medicine will be different. If he became sick because he had not eaten enough what he should have eaten, how does he get back to his health? If it will be, if he's going to start eating excessively from this lack of vitamin. So if the person comes to the doctor, he's all sick, and says, no, you have no problem except you're missing iron, you're missing vitamin C. So he gives him tablets of vitamin C, he starts eating vitamin C, all of a sudden, it's okay. Because there's nothing spoiled in him except he's lacking a certain vitamin. So just start eating excessive vitamin C, it fills you up. Achi Yoshevel Gvira Shover, it gives him excessive vitamin C until he gets back to his normal capacity, and then it's normal. Because she has an original TV. And once he went back to his normal nature, then he starts behaving like a normal person, eats a normal menu, a normal diet, he doesn't need anything excessively. However, if his disease came into his snag, he ate spoiled food, he ate poisonous food, Everybody say, yeah, how will you be hit? Yeah, b'shamra, I mean, I'm also, you will be extremely having to stay away from that food. But I mean, it's not much effort means give it to you. It's going to take the opposite. It's going to be totally has to cleanse his whole system out of this poisonous food which poisoned him. Until he becomes normal natural. Kasha, for instance, there's a person who may be allergic to certain element of food, and is allergic to meat or to wheat or to milk, whatever it is. So as long as he eats a small quantum, somehow he manages, it's overpassed, but he ate excessively from this allergic food, he gets that sick. So what, how do you get back? That you're not supposed to eat any of this food. Once he became okay, then he could go back to eat the normal amount, which will not make him sick again. When he came back to the normality, he could eat to the normal balanced diet. And he eats the middle one of these two different extremes. We see the Pasuk also compares sins to bad food. Just like food is the nourishment of a body, and bad food destroys the body, so is chatoim the destructive bacteria of the spiritual Jew. A man will die with a sin. Any person who eats this unfinished grapes, which is called boiser, his teeth will hurt. If you eat bad food, you suffer the consequences. So it's also, if you have chatoim, you're going to die with your chatoim. So you see, Shlomer also compared chatoim to food. It has an effect on the person, just like food. So there's two types of tshuva. Either you start doing what you didn't do, either you stop doing what you did do. It depends what the chet was. Perek Sheni, the second perek, Aval Chet HaTshuva and Shloisha. There are three departments to tshuva. Echad Mehem, one of them is Hashav Machma Shleim Motza Derech Laveira. There's the lowest, one who does tshuva because he didn't find opportunity to do the Aveira. He does tshuva because why not? Okay, let's take a thief. He's stealing. And all of a sudden, he can't steal. Everything is preserved. Everything is watched. There's too many policemen. So he's an honest person. So it might be no more a thief. So that tshuva finish going to end. Why? Because there's no potential to become a tshuva. There's no potential of sinning. However, kishu moitzer, when he does find opportunity to sin, goyver yitzor sichra, then this yitzor will be goyver sichra, v'loi monam, and then he's not withholding. Kashi Yashlem HaSoysoy, once he sinned again, he did aver again, Yireginus Masei, then he will see again what he did wrong, Yiskorot HaMash Ovaba, and he will have Chorot of what was over. V'zeh Shalva Piyu B'loi B'Livo, he is only about Chuvit his mouth, but not really for his full heart. Only he has only his opportunities. He's only a light about you. We show you the Masei. He's about you with his tongue, but not in his deeds.
He's though.
Yes, he has chalote, but very superficial chalote. He's only chalote as long as it's easy for him to stay because he doesn't have the opportunity. Why not? Yes, I'm chalote. I'm about you. But until he gets the first test, when he gets the first test, he fails. He says about you with his mouth, but not with his heart. He will remain that he will be chayv being punished. The boy Nehemar, the boy says, Hagonath, you're stealing, Ratzoyach, and killing, Venoyach, and Dolty, Vishabeah, and Sverik, and Sheker, and Kat, and Baal, and Vedazor, and Vahol, and Vahol, and Shladatam, you go after elder gods. Hamora Spritzim, who are by us as a discotheque, you made this house. Mora Spritzim means a disco. The Spritzim come and they make you converted this house, which should be the house of Hashem, into a disco, into Mora Spritzim. This is this guy who is very vulnerable to sin. He's available to everything. He only is the right guy at the time you keep him right. And some people, as long as you keep him in the yeshiva, you keep him pampered and held and strong, okay, now he's fine, he's about you. I mean, let him go, boom, he fails. He's a very superficial about you. Also, he considers him about you, because now a diamond says, ask, yes, he doesn't want to be a sinner. But he's such a vulnerable fellow that the minute you let him go, he fails. This is the lowest level of about you. Achilik Hasheni, but the second level.
You do anyway, if you get caught up in the same sin all the time,
If you start something, at least, see, if you don't have the first level, which this is the first level, you can never come to the second level. You must be aware of the chet, you must be bothered with it. At least the recognition is there. You know, in every accomplishment, as the Chavis says, and we spoke above, to every accomplishment is three stages. The acknowledgement, the commitment, and the doing it. The first thing, acknowledgement must be, so he's acknowledging that he was wrong. The second stage is commitment, a commitment to tshuva. Three, the actual doing tshuva. Now, this first level, he's acknowledging that he did wrong. There's no real commitment there. So, but at least he did the first, he acknowledged it, because you see, at a time when it's easy for him to do tshuva, he's not being tempted, he's doing tshuva. He's acknowledging this is wrong, he knows this is wrong. How many people over Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, they're not acknowledging anymore. They're justifying it, they don't care, and just do it, and when they don't do a chet, it's not because they don't want to do the chet, it's not because it's not there, but they're not about tshuvas at all. So obviously, if a person is not in a level to bring himself to a commitment ever to do it again, never mind the third one, actually doing tshuva, but nothing come out, but at least he should hold on to the first level, he should be acknowledging the fact, he should know that I'm a chayter, he should know his weaknesses, and he should look forward to being in a company where he could really resist his yetzer. That's the first level. But the chelik hashem, the second level is, hashov b'livo yibevorov. His stance is really returning. He has a commitment in his heart and also with his organism. And he really, in his seichel, stands against the Yetzer. And he conducts his life to force his nefesh to wage war with his tigers. It means he has a commitment to do tshuva. He's committed to fight. And he's committed until he's going to win over the tyrants, even though enemy marsh is near by his work, and he's going to hold back the tyrants anything not to do which Hashem hates him to do. But still, the war is an ongoing war. He didn't liquidate the tyrants.
So he still falls.
He's still out to fall any second. So he has to fight with teeth and nail all the time. Now, this person had accomplished the first two, the acknowledgement plus the commitment. He has an ongoing commitment. But he didn't liquidate it. He didn't become a tzaddik.
This means he may still be tripped up now and then.
Of course. Yeah. So he always tries to block the tivus. Once he will win his yetzer, the yetzer will win over him. So he's the one who's failing. So this is the one, the first two things he accomplished. The acknowledgement and the commitment, but in the avoido there is not perfect. There, here and there is failing. Now, this is the second category. He's not yet complete in the path of tshuva. Shem chevis la kapora ad shios menaves la gamra. Kapora. Now, there's such a thing as tzaddik, and there's such a thing as kapora. Kapora is a higher level of forgiveness. Then tzaddik. It says also tshuva. How does the tzaddik gomer? Here the tshuva is the tzaddik gomer. It's easiest, but tzaddik means getting even. A person did a chet and really regrets it, and Hashem forgive me, I'm not going to do it again. Immediately became a tzaddik. The chet is totally removed. But the kapora is still not given. Kapora means that it should be totally wiped off like he never had it. That's the real tshuva, kapora. It's the same kippur, tzuma shalei mechaper, to really wash it off. Today you need tshuva gemura. What's a tshuva gemura? You have to do it on all three levels. Now, what is it? The guy who is always committed to do tshuva and always fights, but here and there he fails. He's a tzaddik, because right away he failed, he right away does tshuva. He's a tzaddik. He can't call him a bal choyte, because most of the time he's not sinning. And here, once in a while, if he does sin, immediately does tshuva, so he becomes a tzaddik. But he's not clean. He's not been punished, but he's not a clean fella. Clean is only when he makes sure on this sin he never does it again. The third level.
And Lamashi hasn't done it. I mean, he doesn't do it again.
He doesn't do it again. And to the extent that he's not really, he can't even be tempted. He really fought on the eighth on the tavern that he's totally became weak. Okay, take him a challah Shabbos. He became a Shemir Shabbos, 100% Shemir Shabbos. Like, then he doesn't even have a Yetzer anymore to be a challah Shabbos. His fight is not a Chilul Shabbos. So in this area, he was at the highest level of tshuva, got at all three levels of tshuva. But take the guy not speaking Lashon HaHara. He's fighting. Here and there he fails, so immediately, he does tshuva. So he's a tzaddik in the sense of Lashon HaHara, but it's not the third level, it's not the high madrega of about tshuva. And all those three levels, really, is not but three different people. Usually we tend to think there's one guy like that, a superficial Baal Tshuva, and then a committed Baal Tshuva, and a full Baal Tshuva. Let's take it as three levels. Superficial, committed, and a full. It's just not all those three people. So sometimes, many times, we are, every one of us are all three of them. To certain, in a certain area, we're very superficial Bala Tshuvas. We're not really. In other areas, we are committed. In other areas, we are full Bala Tshuvas. And we have to consider ourselves as split people in every different category. Moshe Kosar, the Apostle says, "Lachem b'zoy sechupa avon Yaakov." With this will be cleansed the sin of Yaakov. It means kapore. Ze kol peri hosel chato osel besume kol avzver ka'av negir menu potzais. Ze kol peri, this is the whole product. This is the full product. What is the full product of a person of accomplishment is? When he removes his sin to such extent that the sumoy is putting kol avne mizbeach, it puts all back all the stones of the altar ka avne girme nepotzais. He rebuilds the whole mizbeach with all his beauty that nothing is left out. And the third level of tshuva, the full committed about tshuva, is Odom Amash, which is Nayeg, Bukholtana tshuva, which is commanding his life with all the conditions of tshuva. It is entitled. Higbir Sichloi Al Tavosai. And he overpowered his Seichel over the Taiva. That means, we said the second one is the Taiva is always there and always waging war. And once he fails and once he wins. The full tshuva, the third one is, that he was mugged with the seichel over the tava. The tava is there, but the seichel is so much overpowering that he could never do it with his right intention. And therefore, he's always thinking with his seichel, which is his nefesh. The seichel is always accommodating. But Yore es boiro, and he's always afraid of Hashem because the seichel is always aware, a boyish man is embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The heshiv el livoy, and he brought to his heart goyel cheter avoyna. He magnified the greatness of his sin in his own. In other words, one of the ways how to totally liquidate a chet and to overpower the seichel over the taiva and to stay continuously embarrassed from Hashem, what he had done in the past, only by you magnifying the chet. See, there's one, and it's a very tricky part in our daily avodas Hashem. There's a stage in our avoda that you're not supposed so much to magnify. Because if you magnify it, you get miyush. A person who is still laying in his chatoim, in his midas rois, and continuously somebody is still doing averus, and he's so resigned to his mindset that he's reluctant, he can't do tshuva. A person comes to me and he tells me, what should I do in this area? I'm so geschlong. I just can't, the yates is terrible, and I did it again, I'm depressed, I'm finished, I'm giving up. So what is supposed to do? You're going to take his head and put it on the, that used to be one of the stars. How could you do such a thing? I'd open up the Shara Gehenna, and you're going to say, for this, you're going to be boiling so many days and so many hours, and this degree heat and so many hours, and this one and so many hours, this one. So the more you open him up, the more you yell and scream at him, and says, okay, thank you. I'm seeing Gehenna, what should I tell you? I'm there, I know I'm going to be there. What are you telling me? I know that. See, if you magnify the head, he doesn't even give him a potential even to get out. So this guy, you have to say, listen, head is nothing more than a little Yetzirah, and he could easily fight it, and Shagifelach, and Shiva could do it, and it's easy. You have to minimize. Yes, the chet is like a chet, but it isn't that every person does it, every person could fail, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping. And, but once he did tshuva with the first and second degree, and then he did tshuva, he went to acknowledge the chet. The next thing, made a commitment. And now he's on the way up, he wants to become a full-blown tshuva. Then, once he made already the tshuva, and now he's already confronting it, and he's not doing it, and once in a while he's failing, then you take the same chet which once you were minimizing and you're maximizing it. Now you're putting it in the maxoscope. And now you start to deal. That's one of these, why you see the tzaddikim, righteous people, they take, it comes to Elul, comes to take the Rebbeinu Yoina, and they take this forum, they start digging, they start yelling at themselves, and they're taking themselves apart with all little details, they're magnifying it, they make all kind of tzimis out of it. At the same time, the same person comes to another guy, makes a thousand and more things. Nishke Felach, your little child, come on, Hashem forgives you. Stupidity, just wipe it off, just go on. There's two stages. In the first stage and second stage, the first stage, you know, minimizing it. When it comes to the third, the time of full place of tshuva, he already magnifies. Because now that you had already overpowered your seichel over the tithing, your seichel knows it's not, and you don't want to do it, and you're fighting it. Now, one of the tools of the seichel that you should be able to step over the tithing, never to give the tithing a chance anymore to take it over, by magnifying it. To know the chomer aveira, to know the pgam, the depth of the kamos aveira. So the Heishen Ibn Goydel Chet of Avon. The Hikir Gedulas, and to recognize that it's very difficult when you speak to people, and you speak to many people, and everyone is in a different madrega, how do you speak to them? How do you relate their chiyuvim? How do you relate what's a chetis? How do you relate how to do tshuva? One is first level, one is first grade, the other one is already in second grade, the other one is already in third grade. That's the difficulty of our times of today. So you have to speak in such a way that you could get both messages. It's a very important thing, very big, but, you know, you have to recognize the greatness against whom he was married. Over our word was Ivan his word. In the Putta, his avoinus, from his eye, continuously. Tell me the Mischaratan, always his Mischaratan is away, from Bakashan Chilo Ben. He's always asking Mechila on his way. Call him Mechab, all his life, Ad Boy Kitso, until it comes the end of his day. Zero, Yetra Boyle, and not this person who is working like that, he's always keeping in front of his eyes. Greatness of the Vedic, almost magnifies Roy Etzra Boyle Nocher. His word from Shukur Bokhut, he should be really rescued and not being. There's a story that once a Baal Aveira came to a Tzaddik, a big Tzaddik, and asking a tikkun of his Aveiras. I says, what did you do in order to give him a tikkun? And he started listing, I did this, I did this, and the Tzaddik became more and more and more pale, all of a sudden he fainted. Tzaddik fainted, he couldn't anymore. So what's the pshat? Because this Tzaddik was in such a high madrega of recognizing the begam of the chet in the olim salyoyim with the tzara shechina which has been caused. Now, if you see, you see that you see Mr. A is killing Mr. B, torturing. If he takes a knife and he cuts him, you faint. You can't look at it. You faint. That's a tzaddik. A tzaddik that he has such a sensitivity of a chet doesn't matter. It's my chet or your chet. It's not my sensitivity. What I do. A sensitivity over there of the damage which is being done to Klal Yisrael, sensitivity which was done to this Jew, and sensitivity which was done to Tzara Shechina, Golus Shechina, Gam, all these damages he does. Also, this man comes and speaks about what he had done. And the Tzara, for this was like he's illustrating, like the way he cut somebody to pieces. He couldn't take it anymore. He was fainting. This means that this was that's the greatness of the Tzara. By him, the Goydel Chet was so obvious, so illustrated, that it was for him there was no chance, no possibility anymore to say it.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.